Hey, and welcome to the latest episode of my podcast. My name is Chris Baker, and it's my pleasure to come and share thoughts and experience with you that will help you to grow into the best version of yourself. That's really my aim with everything that I do. And today, I wanted to talk to you about a subject that is sort of talked about a lot, but I'm not sure that people really understand it. And that's the subject of masterminds. Now, if you're in the coaching and personal growth area, you are probably aware of the concept of the mastermind. But if you're not, you may be wondering, what is this all about? So that's what I wanted to just take some time to talk about today. So there are various iterations of what we would call masterminds. And my awareness of this has been increased by studying the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which I've been studying for over 18 months now. And when I say study, I mean actually really diving deep into the concept of what it is. And one of the chapters in this book is called The Power of the Mastermind. And Napoleon Hill defines the mastermind as a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. So let me say that again. Coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. Now, what he talks about in here is that when two or more minds come together, they effectively create a third, more powerful mind. And what that does is that other mind combines the elements that make up the universe, which is only two elements, it's energy and matter, and they combine and they work with the harmony of the other minds to create incredible sort of solutions, right? And it will give you things that you hadn't even thought about. It's difficult to explain without going through the concept, but I can give you the example of my study of this book. I've read the book now multiple times. I can't even tell you how many times. But what I do is I don't sit and read it through in its entirety. I actually pick a chapter or pick a paragraph within that chapter and sort of dwell on it and study it. And when I do it on my own, I see certain things myself. But when I join a community that has also been studying that same paragraph or that same chapter and we talk it through, we all see things within those words that we never saw before on our own. That's the power of the mastermind. Now, this works not only obviously when you're studying a book, but it works in your entire life. So what you'll find is there are masterminds ranging from book studies like this that can be 4 or 6 or 8 weeks in duration, right the way through to high-end masterminds that people pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to be a part of, and anything in between those two things. Now, I run my own mastermind community just as a $49 a month offering, where I do 2 live calls per month, where we talk each month on a separate subject. And again, it's not just about me teaching, it's about everybody in the group coming together and sharing their experiences, asking their questions, increasing their awareness and their knowledge. And basically, as I said earlier, becoming the best versions of themselves. That's what it's all about. Now, one of the members of my mastermind group wrote me a message this week that said, "I really like your group. It gives us a trusted environment to grow in. It allows us to express ourselves and to gain awareness of growth right where we are." That's a really important thing. Awareness is key in your growth. After all, if you're not aware of where you are or where you want to go, how can you possibly plan a strategy to get you there? You can't. Now, you will have heard me talk before about a GPS system, and if the GPS system will know where you are because of the satellite signals, but it doesn't know where you want to go until you plug in the destination. And then when you press go, it will work out your route and it will tell you one step at a time. That's what your life is like. But what I know is that if you are looking to achieve significance in your life, you cannot achieve it alone. You need other people. And the power of the mastermind is that you dial into the people that you are in that group with. So you need to select it very carefully. In other words, if you are growth oriented and you are looking to become the best version of yourself, maybe that's setting up your own business. Maybe that's setting up a sideline business, or maybe it's just increasing your skill and potential at work or within your family or within your relationships. You need to associate with people that are looking to do the same thing. You don't want to be associating with people that are happy with the status quo. They're happy just going through the motions. They're happy accepting average or mediocre lives. If you want to grow, you need to move away from those people. You need to be with people that are also looking to grow, people that will pull you up, not hold you back. So that's really the power of a mastermind. And whether you join my mastermind or you join another, I seriously encourage you to look at where it is you want to go and who is going to be the best person and the best group to help you get there. Interview your mastermind host. Right? For me, I will interview my prospective clients that want to come into my mastermind, because if they don't fit in with the ethos and the concept of what it is I'm looking to achieve, I'm not going to be able to help them. And my goal is to help you become the best version of you, whether that's working with me or I recommend you to work with somebody else. But join a mastermind. You won't regret it. Bye for now.